Well, you'll be talking with Mr. Provocative Alex Jones. We'll take your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. We're with Alex Jones. We're going to take your phone calls as well. What do you think about Hadron Collider at CERN? Thing is broken down. It's not going to start again, Alex, until next spring.
George, you must be psychic. Literally, I didn't talk to you during the break, and I wanted to bring that up before I went to calls, and then you just brought it up. I am here looking at the press conference they gave a few days ago. There have been not one, not two, but three disasters there. They kept it secret for a few weeks that a huge transformer had exploded. Now I'm looking at the London Telegraph saying there was some other explosion. So let's get this straight. We have the cyclotron, or the superconducting supercollider. And we have all of these mainline physicists and scientists that are saying, hey, we're not saying it's going to make a black hole. We're not saying it's going to destroy the Earth the first time it's used. Or a strange lead or some particle that negatively or positively charges the planet and destroys things. What we're saying is the mathematical equations show that there is a probability, a low probability, that this could happen. And there hasn't even been an environmental assessment done in the United States or in Switzerland or anywhere else concerning these.
If your kid, and I just want to interrupt you just very briefly to set the stage for what you're about to say. If your kid borrowed your car and got into three car crashes, wouldn't your confidence wane a little bit in your child's ability to drive that car?
No, that's it. You stole my thunder. So, look, I live here in Texas. And I remember in the early 1990s, they built about half of the Waxahachie superconducting supercollider that was going to be as big as CERN or bigger, a little bit bigger, and it was going to go from South Dallas all the way down to Waco. The start of the circle up by Dallas, south of there, all the way down to Waco. And I remember then reading mainstream scientific journals saying, hey, when you cross two streams, when you take heavy particles being fired at light speed, and you speed them up and start shooting them into each other. Look, Max Planck, 100 years ago, it was like 1909, came up with the equations that created the atom bomb. And so that's almost 100-year-old theoretical technology. And then, of course, 1945 with the Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So we know these forces have the capability to really damage our way of life, destroy a country, destroy the planet, destroy the solar system, rip a hole in the space-time continuum. And all of these top physicists in Germany, the United States, England, Japan have said that going up to these power levels, I mean, no one said that when the Hadron Collider, at least no one serious, no one said that when the International EU Collider turned on a few weeks ago that it was going to destroy the Earth that day. What they said was there is a chance that it could cause serious problems. There are hundreds of different equations that show different types of major events that are devastating, and that they plan to do a series of experiments, and bizarrely enough, by 2012, to have it at many thousands of times the power level that it's going to be when they turn it on, already being four or five times stronger than any other collider ever. So we're talking about thousands of times what it's going to be when they first turn it on. And when they first turn it on, just to take it for a test drive, it starts exploding and things start blowing up, and then they keep it secret. If I had a teenager that wrecked three times, I'd take the keys away.
Yes, you would.
But if the teenager kept it secret from me a couple times, and then I found out, I mean, what else don't we know about? So this is an incredibly powerful system, accelerating heavy particles. They admit that, oh, well, it may make a black hole, but we don't think it'll start feeding on itself and destroy the Earth. They've already created artificial suns in laboratories. They've already done a lot of these things. So I remember reading, and these are on YouTube and Google. You can hear the inventor of the atomic bomb. You can hear them, a bunch of the inventors, talking about, you know, I am Shiva, I am the god of destruction. And what is the patron saint of the Hadron Heavy Collider there in CERN? It is Shiva. They have this big idol to her, the god of destruction and rebirth. And some of the physicists, some of the scientists thought that the A-bomb tested in the United States back in 44, they thought that it might ignite the atmosphere and burn the planet up. Now,
that's right.
Now, it didn't happen, but the point is, the guys that invented it thought it might.
That it was a possibility. Mathematically, they thought, well, we'll be okay, but they thought it could happen.
And then in the 50s, in one night, this is in that incredible documentary Trinity that William Shatner narrated like 8 years ago, they detonated over 100 high-powered hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere to try to ignite the atmosphere or to try to create a magnetic pulse to destroy all electronics. I mean, you know, the point is, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should, and there's incredible oversight over a hillbilly being able to buy a stick of dynamite. But there's almost no oversight over what these mad scientists are doing with genetic engineering, cross species, genetic splicing, chimeras. All of this is already causing major, major problems. And I'm all for scientific advancement. I love technology. I think it's great. But I just think we need to be a little more careful about this. But then you get into these nihilistic New World Order people, and you really read their writings. They want to play God. But, I mean, George, I want to get your take on this.
Well, absolutely. I've been saying all along that, you know, I've lost confidence in their ability to perform out there. And if there's one minutia of doubt, they need to investigate this. They truly haven't talked to the scientists who are truly concerned about it. Not all the physicists think anything's going to happen. But there's a handful out there that think something could happen. They ought to listen to them.
Well, you're right. And, George, some of them are top physicists, and you're right, it is the minority. But I've seen videos with different CERN physicists and technicians, technocrats, saying, well, it's a very low probability, but it could cause something. But so what? We're going to do it. I mean, the point is, they're dealing with forces that they admit could rip a hole in the universe into another dimension. They're dealing with forces that, I mean, you know what a strangeled is.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, it could create a new type of matter which exponentially will basically take over all the other atoms and all the other molecules that make up this planet. It could create a negatively or positively or a particle that doesn't have a charge, this is from the physicist I've interviewed, I know you have as well, that would sink to the center of the Earth, and it would take decades for it to start getting up to exponential size, and then suddenly it'd be the size of the moon, and then a few minutes later it'd be the size of the Earth. So, well, whatever. The point is, they can't even keep this thing from exploding and setting on fire, and they admit they're dealing with tectonic God forces. Just God help us.
Let's go to the phones. They're lining up for you. Gordon in Tucson, Arizona, you're on with Alex Jones.
How are you guys?
Good, Gordon.
Good. Alex, I just enjoyed listening to you tonight. My own feelings, of course, is, you know, on what is on everyone else's mind is really what's next. You know, I mean, we give this $700 billion, and I have my own predictions about really what's going to happen next. I actually believe the next bailout are going to be states that are beginning to show signs of going bankrupt. I mean, here in my home state of Arizona, they have not come up with a budget. The governor just came out today and said that she hasn't decided to lay people off yet, but that's not good. California, I don't believe, has any kind of budget, and they're on some kind of, you know, hold status.
Oh, their pension funds are in trouble in derivatives.
So it's, I mean, and then if we do this bailout, will the Social Security, you know, everyone talks about Social Security going bankrupt, will this accelerate that process to a sooner time?
Okay. The guest George had on the first hour, for folks that miss it, you should really go listen.
Andy Gauss.
Andy Gauss on Streamlink, because he was spot on. I halfway disagree with him on, you know, spending all your money now, but in a way he's got a point because it's being devalued through hyperinflation. And regardless, even if we have a implosion of the economy, We're not going to see with that depressionary implosion, a deflationary depression. We're going to see stagflation. We're going to see a depressionary inflation with hyperinflation for goods. So we're going to see the economy die with inflation on top of it, i.e. stagflation. But going back to what you said, this is an IMF World Bank plan. They say in there that they want governments, including the U.S., to have unfunded mandates on the states, where they basically, under federalism, order the states to spend all this money or to pay for the 30 million illegal aliens' health care or to pay for people's sex changes in San Francisco. And I'm not bashing any of these folks. The point is we can't pay $80,000 for, you know, thousands of people to have sex changes. So all of this mounting and piling up and then paying premium amounts with U.S. taxpayer money for junk derivatives that were created by the very Paulson that heads up Goldman Sachs and is now the Treasury Secretary. So the states are already bankrupt. The counties are bankrupt. The cities are bankrupt. Going back more than 20 years, the international financial order manipulated the legislatures and the cities and the water districts and the school districts to invest most of their money in comprehensive annual financial reports. So the public was told about the budget, but there were real assets. I mean, even in small water districts of billions of dollars in some cases. Now, this implosion, this, quote, bailout, the stick-up, is about stealing the pension funds, the investments, the city, the county, the state, the federal investments. I mean, I remember the day before 9/11, the Associated Press reported over $1 trillion stolen from the Pentagon pension funds. Now it's over $4 trillion. It's all gone. So there is just mass stealing happening everywhere. And, yes, you're already seeing smaller banks wanting to be bailed out. You're seeing states want to be bailed out. They're talking about today, what, a 20-something, it's on Drudge, 20-something billion-dollar, quote, bailout of Ford and Chevy. It won't matter if the people can't afford the cars or the gas to drive them. So we're seeing something that is probably going to play out to be far worse than the Great Depression.
Absolutely.
Now, if we allow it to implode now, it will be far better. But I have to say, even myself, my instinct is I don't want to see it now. I want more time to position myself, because I'm so busy on radio and, you know, websites and interviews to even get myself prepared. So in a sick way, I want to see it play out longer. But the longer it's played out, the worse it's going to be. And under this new system, if we allow it to play out, it is going to mean total bondage. The federal government is now handing all authority, and if Congress does this, over to the very private banks that orchestrated this. So we must say no. Now, they may go ahead and implode the economy and say, those of you that weren't for this, you caused this to happen. Regardless, it's going to be far worse. It's kind of like when you have a bad tooth and you ignore it, you don't go in and get a root canal, and so you get a huge abscess and you lose 3 or 4 teeth and you've got to go to the hospital with toxic shock. Do we want to go ahead and have this tooth fixed, go through the pain, or do we want to deny it and just let the thing swell up and basically have our whole mouth explode with scrofulous poison?
Good point. Let's go to Kathy in Port Angeles, Washington. Hey, Kathy, welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hey, how are you doing? Good to hear you again, Alex. And I have a question. Do you think that they are going to take veterans' pensions away from us, and do you think that they'll make all these people go back to work, and if you don't work, yeah, that's too bad? And
good question. And they never talked about Social Security in this mess, Alex, have they?
Well, they haven't. They've already stolen all that money.
That's gone.
Taken. It was spent. The government went into debt. The private banks that created
those who are putting in now, you, me, and people who are working, we're putting it in for the people who've retired, but there's no other money there for them.
Yes, and if it was just invested with 5, 6% return guaranteed, everybody would get millions. But instead, we get a paltry stipend, barely enough to live and buy dog food. And the Congress took it, they leveraged it, they put it into debt. It's long gone. Now, instead of us being roped into just Social Security, we're being roped into something that in the aggregate means millions of dollars of debt per citizen. Remember, it's all fiat created by the private banks out of nothing, and then through this king has no clothes Ponzi scheme, they con us into going into it. But I got sidetracked off into the first part of the question. What was the other part, George?
Well, let's take some more calls because we're almost out of time.
Okay.
But basically, she was saying, where do we head? What do we do?
Okay, where do we head? Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a pickle. And I basically covered that with a root canal analogy. All we can do is remove these criminals from the power structure. They orchestrated it. They implemented it. I mean, Paulson literally wrote the book on the last bailout. He is the architect of all of this. He is the front man. He is the CEO for the crime syndicate. And then he's going to orchestrate the next phase. We've just got to say no to anything they propose.
Let's go next to Walter, Phoenix, Arizona, first-time caller. Go ahead, Walter.
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, speak of the devil, I was just talking about comprehensive annual financial reports, and this is the guy that exposed it all.
Is it? I just wanted to brief you on a real important development.
All right, sir, go ahead.
About the financial crisis, and it's kind of like everyone's yelling at the door closed, saying, what's behind the door? They're doing this, they're doing that. What are they doing? Well, I've opened up the door. This week I went out of my way, and I downloaded three reports. The first one being the Comprehensive Annual Finance Report of the Federal Reserve, which everyone, I'm sure, would want to take a look at. The most important one I downloaded from the U.S. Treasury Department Auditor General's site, which is the derivative holdings of all of the primary banks. Now, when you download that, I'd like you to get the links and put them up on your site also, Alex. The when you download that report, go two-thirds of the way down through the report below the graphs.
Well, what are we going to see here if we do this?
See the tables, okay? The number one bank, the king, is J.P. Morgan Chase. Now, it shows them with $1.4 trillion in assets.
Gosh.
Are you ready for their derivative rollover? $90 trillion.
Oh, my God.
Number one.
Talk about leverage.
Next is Citigroup, and the third was Bank of America. And there's no accident that this turmoil is going on. What they're doing is knocking out all their small competition.
And gobbling them up.
Yeah, that was another thing I wanted to say.
On their derivative positions, which are massive, we're talking in combination about $300 trillion between the banks.
Go ahead and react, Alex, 1 minute before the break.
Well, this is Walter Beery, and I recognize his voice. You should interview him. He really has broken key information that's really fleshed out. But what's happening here is that's absolutely right. Under this new financial architecture, Paulson and the private bankers take control of the full government. They're allowed to seize houses. They're allowed to seize infrastructure. They're allowed to commit any crime they want. And on top of it, they control the regulators that are grabbing solvent banks, solvent brokerage firms, and other real assets. And under it, they are allowed to go out and only short selling, only short trades are banned against them. They are allowed to do that to whoever they want. So this is a mass criminal raping and looting of every facet and every corner of the society. It is just biblical in proportions. They are waging a military operation.
We'll be back. We're going to take final phone calls with Alex Jones in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, on our next Coast to Coast program, Linda Moulton Howe joins us with an incredible series of reports. She truly hustles. Hey, by the way, you want to have some fun and vote for president? Just go to our Cleveland affiliates website, WTAM.com. And click the voting president section and have some fun. It's kind of a different kind of election. Alex, what's on your agenda in the future? What are you doing over the next few weeks?
George, I'm just going to continue to track the orchestrated implosion of our economy and the attempt to scam the public into going under this new financial dictatorship of the international bankers. And I'm also working on some other films right now, but I'll just continue to try to track everything that's happening. You know, the big problem is that we do see Northcom violating posse comitatus, the 1878 federal law, and really setting the precedent to use the military against the American people. And we have to ask ourselves, why have we gotten to this point? And we've gotten to this point because we've allowed these people to just get away with more and more. And they are now basically telling the Congress, they are now basically telling the media, the American people, that it doesn't matter what we say or do, that we are their slaves. And so everything we've talked about for decades, all the signposts along the way, we are now not talking about if or when. We are now talking about it unfolding right now. And so I'm extremely excited. I mean, it's scary. I have butterflies all the time. I'm really concerned, but I have no problem getting up in the morning and jumping out of bed because history is being made. It was Lenin, the evil genius, that said that there are times in history when more happens in a year than happened in the previous 100 years. And we are definitely in that quickening point. We are definitely in that flux point right now. And that's why I just thank God every day that I know folks like you, George, and that you have the courage to bring me on air and to bring the other guests you bring on. And it's just amazing to be part of this because for all the adversity and all of the threats we face, we go back to the old Chinese symbol for opportunity, which means danger, but also means you know, possible positive things that could happen. Because if we do things right now, these interesting times that we live in can basically end up defeating the New World Order instead of allowing them to come to full power and having their world government out of the crisis they're orchestrating. They want to set up a new international banking system on the ashes of their previous system by posing as our saviors. And so we truly do live in interesting times, and that means that it's a double-edged sword. And so I'm just glad to be here.
By the way, the other caller's last question, the first part of it was, what about VA benefits and the pension? I don't think they're going to be hurt or touched. You?
No, they're not going to be touched physically in that people will still, I mean, take Social Security. At least for the next decade or so, you're probably going to get it. But take my grandmother. She's not rich. She listens every night, by the way. She's addicted to the show.
Hello, Grandmother Jones.
It's my mother's mother, so it's Benny Grace Hammond. Hi, me ma.
There you go.
But yeah, hi mom. Hi grandma. You know, she had a little bit of savings. My grandfather died, but with 8, 9, 10% inflation every year, and now 15% inflation this year compounded, she's gone through most of her savings. Social Security doesn't even begin to pay for the little house she lives in South Austin, the meager groceries she eats, the power bill she has. She can't really give money at church anymore. She doesn't, you know, she can't even get the little things she likes anymore. I've even, you know, had to help her out some. And that's a testament to the society we're dealing with. So through inflation, they are going to touch the veterans' benefits. They are going to touch the Social Security, the Medicare, Medicaid. They are going to attack and touch everything that the American people were told that they had paid for. But, no, you'll still get a check. It just won't buy half of what it used to.
All right. Next up, let's go to Redondo Beach, California. Alex, you're on the air with us. Hi, Alex.
Hi, George. Hi, Alex. Listen, I'm a freelance writer based out of the Redondo Beach. I wanted to get Alex's perspective to see if he had any more information or details on the RNC and the Rage Against the Machine concert that was canceled and the massive arrest of journalists. What do you think the implications are for the freedom of the press? And also, on that note, I want to know if you know of any coalitions or organizations or movements of musicians, rock bands, or any others within the music industry of Hollywood to expose 9/11 truth. Do you think we'll ever get to the bottom of 9/11 truth within our lifetime?
Okay, let me take the first question, and the second one's even bigger. I went to Denver, and that was wild. But I've been to many other events, and the police had always had provocateurs. They had always behaved badly. And I just report the facts. I don't have a dog in the fight. In Denver, they were the most professional I'd ever seen and really de-escalated things and put up with a lot. I didn't go to Minneapolis-St. Paul, but I sent two of my reporters, Richard Reeves and one other person, and they were there when peaceful crowds were arrested. 1 minute after a permit was over for a demonstration, they would surround them, rubber bullet them, arrest them. Witnesses, people that worked for me, witnessed, and it was on video, and others saw this. This was even in local Minneapolis-St. Paul news. one of your affiliates, what is it,
Where were you?
Others reported that...
KSTP in Minneapolis.
Yes, KSTP. People would come out of the line with a club and then beat a police car window out and then run back into the police. And the police were caught in Canada doing this. They were caught in Seattle doing this. And so no doubt there were provocateur actions. Amy Goodman and her crew was arrested when she had full credentials and did nothing on video. And so the federalized local police were out of control in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and these free speech zones are un-American. The feds hire provocateurs to come set the precedent for the news cameras that protesting is bad, to send a chilling effect and to set a precedent to go after it. On the subject of 9/11 truth, it has gone beyond mainstream. It is... In every major poll, the majority believe they were lied to about it. People now know about false flag terror. Even Keith Overman talks about staged terror attacks now. They've been declassified. Many other attacks previously. It's just bigger than ever. I mean, we've had Willie Nelson, Governor Ventura, former CIA section chiefs go public this year. We've had all these victims' family members go public. The biggest 9/11 victims groups go public. We have just seen the former Italian president go public saying it's an inside job. It was also former head of intelligence, high-level members of Japanese parliament. So the fact is 9/11 truth is bigger than ever and is just exploding. Don't ever look for anybody to be prosecuted for it, though, or for the real terrorists to ever be brought to justice. But understand the tool of staged terror, the tool that elites use, is now being looked at. People don't immediately buy an official story, kind of like Benazir Bhutto. She gets machine gunned on video, and our corporate media in the U.S. tells us she hit her head and died. But then a week later, they had to retract that. So, I mean, kind of like the globalist-backed sneak attack on Russian-controlled enclaves on 888. For a week, the media said Russia snuck attack. And I'm not defending Russia, by the way. The point is, then it came out later, okay, U.S.-backed forces snuck attack them. So the point is, the days of the New World Order getting away with lying and running these hoaxes are over. And a lot of that is because of 9/11 Truth and others and shows like Coast to Coast AM. So a lot of exciting things are happening. Are we winning the fight? I'm not ready to say that. But we definitely are in the fight, and that's what matters.
British Columbia, Angelo, you are up with us on the international line.
George.
Hi.
Great guest.
Is it Angelo or Angela?
It's Angela.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Angela.
Okay.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I'd like you to know you have a mini-miniature feminine counterpart in northern British Columbia, but my specialty is with my Catholic Church.
Good.
Started in 1974 with the child sexual abuse. And I also was arrested right in my own church as a lady of the CWL Catholic Women's League. But the reason I'm calling is to express my opinion on the obscenely rich. I was born in Germany, and rich, Reich, means rich. Frank Reich is France. The Third Reich is the third rich.
Well, so, Reich means land.
Reich means rich. I can say you are rich, you are Reich. I'm Reich. That means it also means kingdom, yes, but what the direct translation means is
okay.
Rich.
Well, I believe you.
Okay, go ahead, though.
And so these people who want trillions and trillions of dollars, they keep wanting more and more is because they are the rich. They are the Reich.
But again, they create the currency and the wealth. We have to understand that. They are above this financial paradigm we're in. That's why they want to bankrupt the system to get our physical assets and get us under contract bound to them. But you're absolutely right. What George said earlier is these are miserable people. I live in Austin, which is now per capita the richest city in the entire country, more than New York, more than Los Angeles, more than San Francisco. And I happen to know billionaires and people, and they've been leaving the country. They're even upset. They're even below this elite above them. And they totally agree with me. They listen to George. They know what's going on. And that's really the best news we've got, is that even in what most people would think of is fabulously rich, yachts, huge mansions, owning companies, know people that own defense companies, and they are freaked out and are concerned. It is a tiny group controlling this, and that's why we can turn this around. I mean, George, I know you know a lot of prominent people. Most folks actually agree with us. Most people want liberty who are even in what we would consider the elite circles. It's only that psychopathic, sadistic 0.1% that are at the very top of the capstone that want to create this crisis.
And they want to take away guns and everything else.
Oh, there's no doubt they're doing that.
That's another show all by itself. Mo in Houston, you're up with us. Go ahead, Mo.
Thank you, George. I appreciate it, man. Alex, hey, how you doing, dude?
I'm doing
listen,
good.
I'm going to go ahead and get straight and quick to the point. Me and the people from TruthAlliance.net come up with this really good idea for a show featuring Jello Biafra as far as combating voter fraud, the FISA bill, and raising awareness about net neutrality. I'm going to go ahead and send you an email in a few days giving you all the details. The question that I had for you today is, what part do you think that MySpace and Facebook have as far as social control and dumbing down and the dumbing down of the youth of America and spying and monitoring on Americans?
Well, those are beta tests for Internet, too. And whereas I have a MySpace account, MySpace/InfoWarrior, I do that to have an outpost. But, yes, that's an area where you sign up, you have a subsite, you can be regulated, you can be controlled. They block our bulletins. They block our videos. Facebook, MySpace, that is getting people to themselves opt in to Big Brother, especially Facebook. But does that mean we shouldn't be involved with Facebook? No. We need to engage in the info war at every level, both in cyberspace and right here in the biggest nighttime radio show in the world.
Let's go to Erica in Hawaii. You're on with us. Hello, Erica.
Hi there, George. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
This is a first-time caller and long-time listener, and I just want to put out my praise to you both tonight. Alex, I've been listening to your broadcast for years, and same with you, George. And you men work really hard to put out a really important message, and I just wanted to express my gratitude and appreciation. I feel like my whole life I've been a spiritual seeker and trying to learn more, and the more that I awaken to this stuff, it is blowing my mind away.
Let me say this. And
thank you, Erica, by the
way. Yeah, Erica, let me say this. I do not take for granted what George is doing. I mean, this is so incredible, and people shouldn't take broadcasts like Coast to Coast AM for granted. It is amazing.
I heard a little music in the background there. Was that you, Alex, or was that her?
No, I think that was her playing the piano, yes.
Could have been. Let's go to Sonoma County, California. Karen, west of the Rockies. Hi, Karen.
Bohemian Grove.
Yes, you know, as a matter of fact, I live about 2 miles away from the Bohemian Grove. Very close, yeah, right off the Bohemian Highway.
Covered in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove.
Yes. Yeah, listen, I want to know how far up this investigation is going to go into the robber barons, and will it go to the Bush and Cheney families' financial interests themselves? I mean, I want everybody investigated. You know, Bush squandered his resources when he owned his own little enterprises in Texas. So why should it surprise anybody that he's broken the bank, you know?
Okay, well, let me be specific, and that's a great point. Bush and Cheney are puppets, but they're high-level puppets. But I want to depoliticize it. They control both parties. But let's be specific. Bush and his daddy have bought a bunch of land in Paraguay. Cheney, 2 years ago, dumped all his dollars, his U.S. stock, bought a house for retirement, not in Dallas, Texas, but in Dubai, over in the Middle East. So, yes, all the major money has been leaving. And I talked to a lady worth $6 billion about a year ago, who owns a major defense company, and she said, look, Alex, there's not going to be a country left financially. Get out of the country now. Well, I can't leave. It's the only country I've got.
I won't leave.
Exactly. We're going down with the ship. We're going to try to save what's left here. But all these elites can run in a cowardly fashion. But, I mean, George, that's what's so scary, is even people we would think of as elite are scared.
I don't know if they were scared. Yeah, I don't know if they're scared, Alex, or if they just want to flee because they're afraid they're going to get caught by us.
Oh, I agree with you. That's why they're fleeing. And they know they've been involved in a lot of bad stuff. And, I mean, I'm just saying that's what concerns me so much, is that I talk to a lot of powerful people like you do, and they're upset too, and that's disconcerting.
Let's take one more call, maybe two. Ivan in Baltimore, you're on the air with us. Hey, Ivan, go ahead.
Mr. Norrie, thank you very much.
Sure thing.
Mr. Jones, at the risk of gushing, I want to say that you have changed my life. I have taken what you've said, and I now have a reason to go on. I don't want to gush, and I just want to thank you for everything you do. But I do have a very specific question.
Okay.
I work.
Only a minute left. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I work for a large radio station, probably one of the largest companies in the world, and I also am heavily involved in an internet website like you folks were talking about earlier. And I am not afraid to ask questions, and I want to know what I can do next to further the calls.
1 minute, Alex.
Many hands make light work, and Hollywood sells us the image of a Schwarzenegger saving us or a Stallone. It's all of us doing little things. You know, what news you cover, what you say, what you do, who you interview, who you support, speaking out, saying no, relearning the Bill of Rights and Constitution or discovering it. My films, they're all free on Google and YouTube. But people can get the DVDs at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. But they're all free. Please don't take them for granted. Truth Rising, Endgame, Terror Storm. Give those to people. Instead of talking yourself blue in the face, give them a film. Wake them up. Show them the bigger picture. Let them understand the larger paradigm. Tell people about shows like Coast to Coast AM. There's nothing else like it. You know, just like you were probably introduced to me through Coast to Coast AM, what about all the other amazing people like George's first hour guest that I was introduced to tonight? Totally blew me away. There are so many more good people than there are bad people. And as Thomas Jefferson said, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And it was Mark Twain that said, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And long after this chapter is written in human civilization and history, people will remember the courage of George Norrie taking the show in a new direction. They will remember your courage. So all of this are together. We are brothers and sisters in liberty. And just God bless you all. This has been a history-making broadcast. George, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for including me.
And just be safe, everyone.